I am here to convince you to go see Beyoncé, even if that means you have to go alone. Trust me. I go to concerts alone all the time, and honestly, it's my favorite hobby. Personally, I'm really susceptible to FOMO, so on Wednesday, I took myself to go see the Cowboy Carter Tour at SoFi Stadium. I got my ticket 1 week before, on TickPick, for $180, and I paid $55 for parking. It's been a minute since I was at SoFi Stadium, and in order to avoid the traffic, I arrived pretty early, and I wanted to check out some of the things that were going on. First thing on my list was to go grab merch. Outside of the stadium, the lines for the merch were really long, but inside, they were a lot shorter. I ended up getting the exclusive Los Angeles t-shirt with a red cowgirl Beyoncé on it, and also another shirt of her holding a banjo, which I thought was cute. There was still a ton of time before the show, so I walked around a little more and found the Sacred pop-up. They were giving away free keychains, which was really cute, and 20% off coupons, which was great. And if there's one thing girlies need before a concert, it's chicken strips and fries. So I grabbed my food, found my seat, and got comfortable. Beyoncé went on a few minutes before 8:30 p.m., and from the start of the show, it was fantastic. Her stage setup was perfect, and it even got more insane as the show went on. I love a theme, and personally, I also really liked how the elements of the stage came together to form a star. It even had little carve-outs for the standing room floor seats, which I thought was really cool. If you're a fan there, you're very lucky. I'm sure you had a great view. Beyoncé fans are arguably the stars, because everyone's energy, outfits, and enthusiasm was really doing it for me. American Requiem is one of my favorites from Cowboy Carter, and I always love when her dancers do that thing where they crowd around her and she hits these really high opera notes. But I really do think it was her rendition of the Star Spangled Banner which blew me away the most. I purposefully didn't watch any clips from the show or look at the set list because I really wanted to be surprised and see it for myself, and I'm really happy I did this. Highlights for me were when we all got to sit down for a few minutes while she was making her transitions and she was giving us these really gorgeous visual interludes. These are always so well done. Shout out to her creative team because they do a fantastic job. I did read a New York Times article that talked about how she brought elements of Lemonade into the show, but I wasn't really expecting elements of Renaissance to come in. I don't know why. I was at the Renaissance tour and I felt like these two would just be so completely separate, but of course it makes sense to have music from Renaissance come in at the end, which was really fun. I actually met a mom and daughter who brought her daughter to her first concert, which was a great first concert, and the mom was telling me how she was really bummed that she missed the Renaissance tour, and I was really happy for her because she got to see elements of Renaissance at Cowboy Carter, which is like bang for your buck, honestly. Beyoncé concerts are always a blast, and if you have the opportunity to take yourself, do it. Even if that means going alone, trust me, it's always worth it.